Welcome into the In the Money Podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Saturday, October 18th at Keeneland. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. And the late pick four includes the grade two Raven Run. It's the third leg of that late pick four, Jim. But it starts with two-year-old filly maidens going six furlongs on the main track. How did you see that one?
Lots of two-year-old filly maiden races coming up this last part of the meet. You know, this one's a question mark. Obviously, you're going to be able to tell from the tote at the beginning of this pick four which ones of the firsters are going to get money. Taking a look at the connections, I came up with four horses that I thought had a decent shot in here. My top pick is Solemn Vow for Al Stahl and Tyler Gaffleon, coming off a front-running effort at Churchill on September 11th. Faded and got beat only by two lengths, but showed great improvement in her second start from Saratoga. She had a 55 buyer at Saratoga, and she did come to Churchill a month and a half later and ran well at a little more than 2-1, got beat by a horse called a Fine Chardonnay, and was passed for second as well. But that was a six furlong. She's coming back to six furlong. She ought to have more stamina. I would think Solemn Vow would have a good effort today. I did use three first-time starters with her. Feeling Groovy for Cherie DeVoe. Cherie's only won one race out of 13. Been a little bit cold, but I got to have a lot of respect for her. And Concepcion won a couple races the other day. This horse had a bullet work back in July and has worked steadily since then. Glow of a Rose for Wesley Ward, two-year-old filly. You got to use her, and Rosario is named to ride. And then Hot Gossip for Brad Cox. Brad Cox had a first-time starter on Thursday at 12-1. I could not believe that horse went off at 12-1 and won. So Hot Gossip, 9-2 morning line. I read Ortiz takes them out. That's the four I'm going to go with. I mean, I could see something strange happening here with Brian Lynch's horse, maybe the one horse Slave of Day, or Aunt Cheryl, the nine for Dale Romans, but I'm going to stick with those four horses.
I ended up going five deep on my pick four ticket with most of the ones you mentioned. Hot Gossip I took on top, just well-bred first-timer for the Cox Barn. That's been a pretty hard combo to beat. Glow of a Rose sold as a two-year-old for about 10 times the stud fee and debuts for Wesley Ward off numerous local works. The three, Feeling Groovy, a little bit of a similar profile, but out of the Cherie DeVoe barn. She's had some nice-looking young horses of late. Aunt Cheryl I did put on my ticket, and then Presumptuous just because it's Godolphin and Walsh. So just on those connections, I added those two debuting horses, the 9 and the 10, for my pick four. Eighth race, second leg of the pick four, third level allowance, three and up, a mile and 3/16 on the turf course. And, Jim, in this race, who did you go with?
You're making me go first, huh?
I actually couldn't get my app to load up here that I'm reading from, so I tossed it to
you. Okay. So I could not eliminate any of these horses. I think that if I had to pick a horse based on connections, it would be Siege of Boston, coming off a race at Colonial where he almost won, got beat at the length at a mile. He's had, you know, a mile and an eighth races on his card, and he's actually at this distance at a mile and 3/16 or a mile and a 16th, he's 5 for 6 in the money. So I think this race is just wide open. Genius Jimmy is a horse for Johnny Velasquez and Mike McCarthy. 15-1 in the morning line. Two back out at Del Mar, one wire to wire, and this horse has got a lot of speed. Didn't do well at Kentucky Downs, but you draw a line through that one, it's got 89 and 90 buyers all the way down the page. A lot of high 80 buyers. So I don't have a strong opinion here. And when a horse named Miranda writes for Michelle Nei and Vincent Chaminot riding is 30-1 on the line, but look back at his couple of races with 88 buyers back at Churchill, I think they all got a shot. Therefore, I am going all in the pick four. If you're looking to me for an opinion on this race, I just don't have one.
It's funny. I feel the same way about the race that you do, and we ended up talking first about the same horse who hadn't won in 2 years. That kind of tells you what we're looking at. Siege of Boston I had as my top one. I used Degree of Risk off the big win from a big run from a wide post at Kentucky Downs, but that one's only 3 for 26. And then Greenlight does have a win and a second from two starts at Keeneland. So that's a little bit noteworthy. And I think it's, you make a great case to take all. I was going deeper in a couple of the other races, and to make the ticket budget come out to where I'd like it to be, I couldn't do that. So I just took those three and just going to take a stand there because, you know, you can make a case individually for every horse to go to four, to five, to six, and eventually to all. And so I'm just going to take a shot and hopefully I can get through that race on my pick four ticket. Brings us to race eight, which is the grade two Lexus Raven Run. And in here, I think Ragtime is going to be a bigger favorite than 3-1 on the morning line off what she's done so far. And all the four races have been at 7 furlongs. But I'm going to try to beat her with Usha for Bob Baffert. This horse has been a new filly this year off a break. She's run two sensational races at Del Mar. The horse that ran third in her last race, a first level allowance, came back to win in a fast time. Talked to Baffert for the Today at Keeneland show, and he said it wasn't anything, any magic that they worked. It's just that the time off seemed to really do her well, and she's run lights out to the point where he was considering, off that last race, putting her in the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint. Said he ultimately concluded that was asking a little too much too soon, so he sent her here to Keeneland for this spot, thought it would be a good fit, said she shipped in well, so going to have big speed. I love that 112 and change work, two back. So I'm going to take Usha to try to upset Ragtime in here. Quiet side, the 11, just on class, is worth considering. But I did talk to trainer John Ortiz, and it sounded more like in the interview that this was just kind of a starting point to get to other things, and that Oaklawn's the main emphasis for them heading into the winter and early spring because of the connections being from Arkansas. 10, Simply Joking, was right there with Quiet Side on the Kentucky Oaks Trail back in the spring. She's with Michael McCarthy now, and she ships in from California, and she showed a lot of talent. So if she is improved from the spring, she could be an interesting, you know, X factor in here. But I took Usha on top. How about you?
Well, I went all last race, so you've got to figure I'm taking Ragtime here. She's not done absolutely nothing wrong, is a neck away from being undefeated, and the only loss was to a filly named Kilwin in the test, and she just barely missed, and she was 8 wide. She had a terrible trip that day. I think she's good enough to win this. I think Usha is the clear second choice. I have reasons not to bet Quiet Side because of the time off. And I think there's enough speed in here that's going to set it up. I don't think Usha is going to get an easy lead. I think the 7, Maida, is going to go with her. I think if the 13, Kappa Kappa, happens to draw in, she's got a lot of speed. Vodka with a Twist has a lot of speed. So I don't see Usha having an easy way on the front. And Ragtime, when you're 7 furlongs, you're 3-for-4 and a neck away from being 4-for-4. This is your 5th consecutive 7-furlong race. Bill Mott keeps them informed. I just think Ragtime is a great bet here, and I agree. She's not going to be 3-1. She's going to be more like 8-5. But not a bad exacta, though, with Ragtime over Usha.
Race 10 wraps up the pick four. 2-year-old filly maidens going a mile. Jim, how did you see this one on the turf?
I thought this one was a little bit more difficult than the others. I went 4 deep in here. My top pick, nobody's really jumped out at me. So I'm going to take Kenny McPeak's filly on the inside, Patron Silver. Been working well. Kenny gets his 2-year-olds ready. He's done okay at this meet. Ortiz takes them out. First time out of the gate. I don't like the one hole, but at a mile on the turf, he should be able to get her out and be trackful and have a shot at it. Backgammon, the 7 for Mark Cassie, just hasn't jumped up and run as well as they had hoped. They put her in a maiden special weight at Kentucky Downs, and she ran kind of okay. 3 buyers in the 40s, nothing to jump out off the page there. Shane's the Brains for Doug O'Neill, debuted at Kentucky Downs and was in the mix, finished 4th in a, you know, $200,000 or $150,000 maiden special weight there. So Tatori takes them out here, big move up from Freysu. And then I used Treasure Times, the first-time starter for Sassy Joseph with Tyler Gaffleon. And Sassy's 17% first-time starters, making a little better trip from a two-hole than the one-hole for Kenny McPeak. I stopped there. The other horses, they all look the same in here. They, you know, they pretty much have run, and they've been kind of disappointing. So some of them are trying the turf for the first time. Some of them are coming out of Kentucky Downs, and that they didn't run that well. Maverick Queen lost a rider last time out, so you don't know how well she's going to run in here. So Owen Hardy's a nice trainer. I could use Maverick Queen as my 5th one, but I stuck with 4.
I took backgammon on top. Not a real strong opinion, but did run well in the first time on the turf and has had four works since then for Mark Cassie. Shane's The Brains ran an even fourth first time out at Kentucky Downs and did take a good bit of money that day at the windows. So threw that one on the ticket. If 14 draws in, I'm going to put Academic Freedom in there. This horse goes for a barn that has had some good-looking first-timers this year, and then Patron Silver was the other one I used because it looks like Kenny has some good two-year-olds in the barn, and they have been showing up well, and wanted to put that one on the ticket, so I'm going to go four deep. I ended up with a $60 ticket, 3, 4, 5, 9, 10 to start. Then I took 5, 6, 7 in that kind of hard-to-figure second leg. 8 and 9, I added Usha along with Ragtime, and then 1, 7, 8, 14 for a $60 ticket on my pick four. How about you?
Well, I spent a little bit more than that. I spent $88, and that would be 3, 4, 5, 8 with all, with 9, with 1, 2, 7, 8, $88 if all those horses run in the second leg.
Best of luck with your wagers on the Saturday card. We'll be back for another edition of the In the Money podcast for Sunday, coming up right here at KeenelandSelect.com.